and walking on like that. I found the well at daybreak. It's strange. Everything is ready. The pulley, the bucket, the rope. We drank with our eyes closed. It was as sweet as a feast. That water was more than merely a drink. It was born of our walk beneath the stars, of the song of the pulley, of the effort of my arms. It did the heart good, like a present. I could breathe easy now. Why did I also feel so sad?
You must keep your promise.
What promise?
You know, a muzzle for my sheep. I'm responsible for this flower.
I drew a muzzle. And with a heavy heart, I handed it to him.
You know, my fall to Earth? Tomorrow will be the first anniversary. I landed very near here.
Then it wasn't by accident that I met you 8 days ago? You were returning to the place where you fell.
You must get to work now. You must get back to your engine. I'll wait here. Come back tomorrow night.
But I wasn't reassured. I remembered the fox. You risk tears if you let yourself be tamed. When I came back from my work the next evening, I caught sight of my little prince from a distance. He was sitting on top of an old stone wall, legs dangling, and I heard him talking.
You sure it won't make me suffer long?
I stopped short, my heart pounding, but I still didn't understand.
Now go away. I want to get down from here.
Then I looked down toward the foot of the wall and gave a great start. There, coiled in front of the little prince, was one of those yellow snakes that can kill you in 30 seconds. At the noise I made, the snake flowed over the sand like a trickling fountain. I reached the wall just in time to catch my little prince in my arms, his face white as snow. He put his arms around my neck. I felt his heart beating like a dying bird's when it's been shot. Little fellow, you were frightened.
I'll be much more frightened tonight. I'm glad you found what was the matter with your engine. Now you'll be able to fly again.
How did you know?
I'm leaving today, too. It's much further, and it's much more difficult.
Once again, I felt chilled by the sense of something irreparable.
I have your sheep, and I have a crate for it, and the muzzle.
Little fellow, it's a bad dream, isn't it? All this conversation with this snake, and the meeting place, and the star.
Everyone eventually is consoled. At night, you'll look up at the stars. It's too small where I live to show you where my star is. It's better that way. My star will be one of the stars for you. And when you're consoled, you'll be glad you've known me. You'll always be my friend. You'll feel like laughing with me. So you'll like looking at all of them. Tonight, don't come.
I won't leave you.